بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected and honorable elders, my friends, young friends and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On one occasion, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this was something rare and something the companions had not seen before. He climbed the pulpit, the minbar, the pulpit, and it had three steps. And on each step, as he climbed each step, he said, "Ameen." The next step, he said, "Ameen." The next step, he said, "Ameen." But this was something totally new, which the companions had seen and heard. And then, obviously, the companions, if they saw something new, they were very inquisitive, and they would always ask the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So likewise, they had asked him that, "O Prophet of Allah, you said, 'Ameen, Ameen, Ameen' on each step. What was that about?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the angel Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, and the angel Jibreel made a dua against a person, not for the person, but against the person who finds the month of Ramadan and yet did not get their sins forgiven. That was for one dua he made. The other dua, the other thing the angel Jibreel said is, "Woe to that person." Now again, when you say woe, you are not making dua for a person, you are making dua against that person. Angel Jibreel said, "Woe to that person who finds one or both parents in their old age and yet did not use that opportunity to gain entry into paradise." Woe to that person who had one or both parents in old age and didn't use that opportunity, i.e. didn't use that opportunity to serve his or her parents and gain entry into paradise. In other words, one of the ways a person can gain entry into paradise is by serving their parents all the time, but more so when they are in more need, when in their old age, or when they are ill and sick. That is like a lottery ticket for you to use. You can either use that ticket or you can tear it up and let it go to waste. And I think the third time Angel Jibreel made the dua against a person is, I think he said, "Woe to that person who hears your name and doesn't send durood upon you." On that note, my dear brothers, it is a right of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we send durood upon him. We do salatu salam upon our Prophet, our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day. And there are extra virtues to do it on a Friday as well. There are many different sentences and words we can, you know, from the Quran and from the Hadith, which we should use to send salutations and durood upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And like I said, especially on a Friday, especially on a Friday. And our salutations and our durood upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets presented to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, let us use today. If we do it normally, we should do it even more on a Friday. And if we are not in a habit, then let us at least start on a Friday. At least on a Friday. The shortest form of durood and salutations we can make, the shortest one is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But everyone say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the shortest one. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be more beloved to us than we are to ourselves. He should be more beloved to us than our parents. And like I said, he should be more beloved to us than we are beloved to ourselves. That is his right. I have just mentioned a very short hadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that tuba, glad tidings. For who? Glad tidings for who? لِمَنْ وَجَدَ فِي صَحِيفَتِهِ إِسْتِغْفَارٌ كَثِيرٌ. Glad tidings to that person who will find on the Day of Judgment in their book of deeds lots and lots and an abundance of istighfar. My dear brothers and sisters, the only way we will able to see an abundance of istighfar in our book of deeds, our Name A'mal, on the Day of Judgment, is if we do it in this dunya. Nothing happens by itself. Does anything happen by itself? But does anything happen by itself? No. So our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to teach us and trying to give us a message that in this dunya, try and do as much istighfar as possible. The famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, which is mentioned in the Virtues of Ramadan, Fadail Ramadan, the first hadith, is a very long hadith. And towards the end of the hadith, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us to do four things, especially in Ramadan. The first thing he said is we should, in abundance, we should say La ilaha illallah. Abundantly, La ilaha illallah. And obviously when we say La ilaha illallah, we should also add on Muhammadun Rasulullah. We should try and say that excessively as much as possible, because the core of our religion, the base of our religion, is all based on La ilaha illallah. Tawheed. La ilaha illallah is tawheed. Tawheed is the root and the base and the foundation of our religion. La ilaha illallah. Nothing happens without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to do in the month of Ramadan is istighfar, to seek forgiveness. Again, there are many, many different wordings we can use. The shortest form of istighfar is astaghfirullah. This is the shortest one. A few weeks ago, I mentioned, maybe a month ago, that there is a Sayyidul Istighfar. Sayyid means a leader. So the best form of istighfar, if we look in Sahih Bukhari or Sahih Muslim, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u laka bi dhanbi faghfir li fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. This is an amazing istighfar. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever reads it in the morning once, and if they die throughout the day, they'll be given entry into paradise. And if a person reads it in the evening at night time, and they die throughout the night, they'll be given entry into paradise. We only have to read it once in the morning, once at night time, and look at the virtue. But our Prophet ﷺ said that in the month of Ramadan, you know, the beauty of any zikr, any form of zikr, the beauty is, and it will be, you know, Allah Ta'ala mentions it in Surah Ali Imran towards the end. He says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Subhanallah. When it comes to zikrullah, because when you say La ilaha illallah in abundance, you say Astaghfirullah in abundance, you are doing zikrullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it comes to zikr, you can do zikr in any position. You can do zikr in any, whether you are standing, whether you are sitting, whether you are lying down. A person is mostly in these three positions. I can't think of a fourth one unless you can tell me, okay? But mostly, a human being is in one of these three positions. Allah Ta'ala says, you can remember Allah whether you are standing, whether you are sitting, whether you are lying down. It doesn't matter. Just remember Him. Just remember Him. Because when we remember Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, We are strengthening our relationship with Allah. You know how everyone likes to have a 5G on the mobile, yes? We even pay more money to upgrade from a 4G to a 5G. My dear brothers, we should make intention that we also would like to upgrade our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want it to get to the 5G level. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. It's possible for everyone. We should make dua to Allah, give me a 5G connection with you, if that helps. In other words, we are requesting and we are begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes it possible that we have a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have a strong connection on our mobile, on our laptop, on our tablet, in regards to worldly matters, we have a 5G connection and we are very happy. But if we don't even have a 1G connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then my dear brothers, that 5G connection on your mobile laptop is a waste. Having a 5G connection with the dunya and you don't even have a 1G connection with Allah, then how can we hope? How can we be optimistic in the hereafter? How can we have hope? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to strengthen our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's no better month to do it than the month of Ramadan. So the four things we are told to do excessively, as much as possible. Number one, La ilaha illallah. Number two, Astaghfirullah. Number three, to ask for Jannah. And number four, to seek refuge from the fire of hell. Hazrat Maulana Salim Dhorat Sahib says that when he was a young boy, his father taught him a sentence. He didn't know what it was, but nevertheless, his father taught him, and he used to say it a lot when he was a young boy. He only realized what it was when he grew up, mashallah. And that was, La ilaha illallah. Everyone say it, please. Astaghfirullah. أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار. When we say this short sentence, we have included all of the four things. And we should say this as much as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from His close servants. Make us from His VIP servants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worthy through His mercy to gain entry into Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, all of us, from the fire of hell. And like I said, there's no better month to do all of these than the month of Ramadan. That's why the angel Jibreel said that woe to that person who found the month of Ramadan and yet they must have let it go doing nothing and didn't get their sins forgiven. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Inshallah, In the month of Ramadan, we shall be having 3 Jummas, inshallah. Number 1, because it's Ramadan, and number 2, because we shall be having Easter holidays as well. So inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan, we shall be having 3 Jummas. The first one, and this is from next week. This is from next week. And from next week, the 3 Jummas will be at 1:20, 2 o'clock, and 2:40. So please, do not try to come to the first one, otherwise you won't get space. Inshallah, you can come to the second one, which is at 2 o'clock, or the third one at 2:40. Jazakallahu khairan. Inshallah, there's brothers waiting outside to come inside. If brothers can just very quickly, in 30 seconds, just form the rows, form the sufuf, as if we are praying salah, and inshallah, there'll be space for brothers who are waiting outside. Jazakallahu khairan. Once your row is completed, please, you may sit down.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن
حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخاتم النبيين أما بعد فقد دخل شهر رمضان فخذوا بركاته بالطاعات والتنزه عن العصيان كما حضنا عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما لا يتناهى من الزمان قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب وينادي مناد يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف قال الله عز وجل إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلوف فيه أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك والصيام جنة وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل أقول قولي هذا فاستغفروا الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وخاتم النبيين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون تعادلوا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقيموا الصلاة. Please stretch and arouse, fill in the gaps, keep the heels on the line, join shoulders to shoulders, and kindly switch off your mobile.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزينة عرشه ومداد كلماته. اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالقرآن. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين